This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we talked about buying Christmas presents for ourselves. I think a lot of us, we get on Amazon and we're looking around like, oh, you know what, I think I'll buy me something this year.
Mm-hmm.
We all do that. I think we've all re-gifted before. This is something very interesting, though. Instead of waiting until you get a lame present to re-gift it to someone, why not just buy a sweet present for someone, then give it to yourself? This is really cool. So they did a survey, found out about 1 in 3 people have bought someone a Christmas present, then they started to think about that Christmas present. I'm like, boy, that really is a cool Christmas present. I think I'll just keep that one for myself, and I'll go ahead and buy them something else. I've
done it.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
They say women are more likely to do it than men. 34% of women do this, 26% of men.
I did it.
Hi, Heidi.
I just did it.
Did you really?
Just now?
Like last week.
Why wouldn't you buy the present, decide you like it, and then buy another one so that they still get it, and then you get it too?
Because I loved the bracelet.
Wow, that
and
is
the
a
necklace.
Cool. That's a cool bracelet.
And I decided, I got it at Lulu's downtown Greenville. Gina's awesome. She helped me shop for it. And I was going to give it as a gift, and then I decided against it.
But Tom, you can't buy the same thing and give it to her, because that means her friends are going to be wearing the same necklace
jewelry.
And bracelet.
I get it with the jewelry. I was thinking more like if you thought an Amazon Echo was really cool and you're like, well, just buy another one for your friend.
Yeah.
Now, I've done that. I bought a bunch of little Alexas for friends and family.
What, like the Echo Dots?
Yeah.
Yeah, but last year. The jewelry you couldn't. And I see why you kept that jewelry. Which friend was you going to give that to?
I can't tell now.
Well, she about did.
She did, didn't she?
No, not.
But that is a cool bracelet,
though. It's beautiful. Julie Boss over it. And I got it, like I said, at Lulu's.
Yeah.
And so now you had a friend that was going to get that and isn't.
That's right.
Now they get an Echo Dot.
It was on sale
for $22.
But I think that happens. You go and you put a lot of thought into it, and you're like, "Oh, this person would like this." But then I went home and tried it on, and I'm like, "This is really nice. I'm going to keep it."
I just learned I'm not as rotten of a person as I thought I was.
No, you really are.
But y'all are rotten too.
How's that?
Because I don't do stuff like that. I do other rotten stuff, but I would never steal a gift from my friend.
She just bought it.
She hasn't given it to her yet.
Come on. She bought that as a gift, and then she basically Indian gave it before she gave it.
My daughter will forgive me.
Oh, it was for your daughter.
And actually, I don't mind sharing with Lauren, but I'm not giving it to her. No way.
And see, that's what I'm saying. That sounds evil.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's a great gift.
Where does it come to the point where it's like, I'm going to think more about me than my kids?
I think we just observed it.
There's like an age limit where it's like, you can't do it when they're smaller. You always got to think of them.
Well, I will say that it's cost me more money because now I've gone out to shop for her and I feel guilty, so I'm getting her a bit more than what I otherwise would have.
Well, you should feel guilty.
No, you shouldn't.
I should
not. Because they don't know it was the gift for them.
When does it become the gift, though? You know, really?
When you hand it to them.
When you hand it to them,
yes, when you hand it to them.
That's the gift.
I think it's a conception.
Because I've...
We're going to see that on Facebook.
Oh, no.
When does a gift become a gift?
Right? I've been to a party, have a gift for someone that didn't show up, but someone else did. You just switch the names out.
That's different.
No.
That person didn't show up. It's
well,
their fault.
Not right then. They showed up later.
Well, that's bad. I had a gift for you, but you got here 15 minutes late.
Yeah, don't tell them. You just run out to the car and grab another generic gift.
You have a lot of gifts.
You just buy generic ones just in case.
Keep it in the trunk of your car?
Yeah,
okay.
Just for any party you go to.
Hey, that's all right. Hawk used to carry around our old Hawk and Tom CDs, and that was his go-to Christmas gift.
And free T-shirts.
Yeah.
Hey. I've learned, though, I get gift cards now. That way, if I don't give them out, I can still use those.
There you go.
Well, you can still wear a B-shirt.
Yeah. I'm really sure I'm not as bad as I thought I was.
You really are.
Yeah, you still are. Bad.
Okay, well, y'all are just as bad as me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.